we're watching the results come in from Pennsylvania. Looks like there's probably going to be a runoff there. Dr. Oz, endorsed by Donald Trump, doesn't look like he got enough of the vote to avoid, not a runoff, I should say, a recount, to be clear. Another man who wanted to be in Congress and has been told no by some folks in Tennessee is Robbie Starbuck, author of the new brave book titled Puddin' Pirates and the Problem with Power. And recently, he made waves because he got hosed by the Republican establishment in Tennessee. He was trying to run for Congress there. They said, you can't do that. Why not? Well, let's ask him. Robbie, good to have you.
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
So you're in Tennessee right now, and you're here with us to talk about what happened there. You know, I did a lot of reading on this. What, you didn't vote in enough of the primaries? You had, like, technical fouls? I mean, what is the beef that they have with you running for Congress?
Yeah, so I was leading in this race, and they used a technical bylaw that's supposed to be used to stop Democrats from running as Republicans. Essentially, what the bylaw says is you have to have either voted in 3 out of 4 of the last statewide Republican primaries in Tennessee. And I've lived here a little over 3 years, so I haven't lived here long enough for there to be 3 statewide primaries. So the secondary alternative is that you can be vouched for by party officials in the counties. I was vouched for by more people than any other candidate that the state party has record of that they could tell me about. And when I asked the state party chair, has there ever been a candidate with even close to the number of vouching letters I have that has not been allowed on the ballot? They said, no, they couldn't think of anybody. And so in that same 24 hours where they denied me a place on the ballot, they allowed a candidate in Memphis who's running for Congress who had not reached that number of primaries and had far less vouching. I think they only had 2 or 3 vouching letters. So, you know, there's sort of unequal standards being applied here, and it was largely to keep me and Morgan Ortegas out.
So completely arbitrary.
Leading the race.
That's what you're just telling us. Completely arbitrary. Yeah, which is terrible. All right, so let me ask you this. In most states, if you move from where I live in Michigan to Tennessee, usually I can establish residency in about 6 months. You get a driver's license, you get a residence, you get an electric bill, whatever it might be, you establish residency and you're a legal resident of that state. Obviously, after 3 years, you're a legal resident in good standing in the state of Tennessee, correct?
Yep, 100%. And so this is sort of a de facto residency requirement, which obviously is in violation of the Constitution. The qualifications clause is clear. There's no residency requirement for Congress. You know, so aside from being a resident of the United States of America. So, you know, this is beyond just arbitrary. This was really targeted at me and Morgan Ortegas because they wanted to make sure one of us didn't win because neither of us were controllable by the establishment here. And so that was the real problem. You know, I wasn't playing the game. I wasn't kissing the ring. And we were running away with this. And it scared them. You know, they wanted somebody in power ultimately that they could control.
Well, and that's the challenge we face coming up in November, Robbie, and I think you would agree with this. Listen, the Republicans have the inside track to deliver a bloodbath to the Democrats. When you see the Democrats and the price of gasoline, the open borders, the reckless behavior in Ukraine and Somalia, and the list goes on and on, yes, Republicans are going to win across the board. But if they turn out to be weak-willed rhino Republicans, it's not good for a lot of folks. We need as many strong conservatives as possible to serve in the House and the Senate. There's just no question about that, is there?
No, it's going to be a short-lived majority if we don't have real fighters, real America First people in there. And I think that's what's sad here. You know, we've got an opportunity in front of us in 2022 to shift a historic majority toward our party, especially when you talk about the Latino vote. I would be the first Latino ever elected to federal office in the state of Tennessee, and the district actually has about 10% Latinos. To shift all of these Latinos over to our party is a long-term strategy for us to be a dominant party, not just somebody who survives, but a party that thrives. And so that's what's kind of you know, scary about 2022 is we really have to make the right choices in these primaries, because if we do, it's an opportunity to lock in a real majority for a decade. And I think that's something we've got to take very seriously in these primaries. Why I'm still fighting. It's why we're going to state court this week to fight this and to try to get back on the ballot, because the people deserve to be able to choose who they want to represent them so that we have the strongest people possible in 2022.
You know, you've identified something here, Robbie, that I want to focus on for just a moment. Clearly, the shift away from Democrats by Hispanic voters, 61% today disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing. And there's a reason for that. If you look at many of the folks that have come and migrated to the United States, both legally and illegally. They have a strong affiliation with the Roman Catholic Church. They have a strong faith to many Hispanics coming into this country. And therefore, when it comes to abortion upon demand, up to 40 weeks of gestation, they reject that. They reject people coming across the border unchecked. They reject the fact that there's too much handouts from the government for welfare and so forth. They believe in work and family, and they believe in a strong America. They sincerely do. And so therefore, they are rejecting the Democrats. But it concerns me that Republicans would be fearful of strong Hispanic conservatives like yourself, and that's what you're suggesting.
Well, you know, I don't even know if it has to do with that, but what I do know is it would do us a heck of a lot of good to have Latino people like me in Congress to be able to lead the charge on the border and say we've got to shut this down, we've got to stop it, because it neutralizes the Democrats' only argument against what we want to do with the border, and it's that they say we're racist. I think you put some Latinos on that front line and let them call us racist, it's going to those people in the middle in America go, huh, that doesn't quite make sense. It's a bunch of older, you know, white Democrats calling a bunch of Latino Republicans racist because they want us to have a border. You know, I think that's something that we could use to our advantage. And so I think it'd be wise of us to do that. And also, you know, I mean, there's a side of it that, you know, certain communities are going to identify with certain people. You know, you saw that in South Texas in a place like McAllen, where a Republican won the mayor's spot there after decades and decades and decades of no Republicans being elected, and it was because a Latino Republican ran there. So there's advantages that we can take that I think we have to be strategic about, because you look at the long-term outlook of our party, that is what you do to build a dominant majority.
It's absolutely true. And if you look at places like Virginia, for example, now people wouldn't say, well, Tennessee, that's a, you know, a concentration of Latino voters. Well, you might not think so, but yes, enough to make a difference. Virginia, very much so. Latino voters moving across to vote for Governor Glenn Youngkin. It is a important, the most important possibly, voting segment in America right now, because that group, that 18-19%, can really make a difference in elections going forward. And again, because of their faith, their dedication to work, and their belief in America and what we stand for as a nation for 250 years, this is the most important voting block. All right, so you're going to go to court here when? Well, what's the next move?
The next move is state court. You know, I just want to mention with the Latino community, it's also the social issues. We don't want to send our kids to school and have our son be told that he could be a girl tomorrow. That's not something that's really popular in the Latino community. And I think a lot of those social issues are going to drive a lot more people toward us than people realize. We saw a little bit of that in Virginia. 54% of Latinos voted for him. So I think we're going to see even more of that.
All right. The place to find out more, Starbuck 2022. Robbie, I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, Starbuck2022.com if you want to get involved, support our legal effort, or go to bravebooks.com for the children's book about the Constitution that I just did with Brave Books. It's fantastic. What they're doing gives an alternative for families who want to expose their kids to content that's fun for them, but also reinforces our values instead of all the woke craziness from companies like Disney and Amazon.
Well, I just say this, keep the faith. We look forward to hearing what happens in court, because it's important to, well, it's important to be honest and fair. You've been a citizen of the state of Tennessee for 3 years. You deserve to be on the ballot whether they like it or not. Robbie Starbuck, thank you for being here.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Really appreciate it. All right. We'll take a quick break now here on the Steve Gruber Show. I'll be right back. If you're looking for a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because it's a great idea. But sometimes that doesn't work out. I found the Barking Boutique. They also suggest starting at the shelter. But if it doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses, loving nuzzles, and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner, David, was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do better, and he did. You can start your search right now, thebarkingboutique.com. New arrivals daily at thebarkingboutique.com. You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect. Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.